heute Terry Master jetzt ein Kislev-Täuschen eintest, aber warum guckt man?
Good morning. Had a very interesting Shaila in town a few weeks ago, which is that Negev to the Parsha of the week as well, also Shtekumrum is to Chanukah. I'll tell you the story. I do not know who the protagonists were. It was a local story, which is always risky, because the Mazik, if he's here, will know more the Tzadin than I know them, and the Nizik will know better the Tzadin more than I know them. Also, I'll get as I. There was a case in London about 25 years ago. So Dayanim sat down, two Poshta Balabatim, and they were saying the Tainas. And one Balabas Reuven says, so said his story. And Shimon said his story, and then I couldn't believe it. Because Reuven was saying over the Ketzois, and Shimon was saying over the Nesivis. And these guys hadn't opened a safe in their lives. So what's Pshat? How could they do that? You know, I spit on this Ketzois, and he'd go like that. So the answer is, yeah, because when you learn Torah, you try your best. When it comes to money, you put all your koiches into it. So then you understand better. The person sugyan to Torah has to put all your koiches in, and then you understand what's going on. Anyway, the story says, story happened was that a person somewhere in town, I think in Salford, made a firework display in his backyard. And the same evening, one of his neighbors had a fire on his roof. And he called the fire brigade. And the fire brigade said, well, what do you mean? Fireworks don't make fire. There's a fire on my roof. So they came to attack a fire in the roof. Attack then damage. A few £100. I'm not sure if £1,000 was insurance. I'm not sure exactly what happened. But I'll quote upon him, the fireworks. There was a firework display and the roof got burnt. And there was no other firework displays in the area. There's only one guy who's doing fireworks. Came from you, you got to pay the damage. You know, you can't just do fireworks recklessly, you cause my fire. Another person says, well, what do you want from me? I'm doing a fire display, like you. This was the Shaila, big vikuach. Because they're neighbors, so the recommended path is to try and sort it amicably. If it would come to basin, I would really be very grateful if the Mazik would hire me for two reasons. One is because if we look at the Shaila from every angle, I don't see any tzad b'chlal. Before we go through the Shaila, I'll tell you, there's no tzad b'chlal l'chayt m'chayv the Mazik. And secondly, if he's willing to waste money on making a firework display, then at least also, you know, help give it to B'nai Torah, you know, time is a Torah now, you know, I'll take the case. Lose your money something more productively. I'll go upon him. That is the subject of today's shir. We're going to discuss from many angles, and we'll see. We'll start off with a Mishnah. I mean, it's when you hear Mashkofer Rishoyna, again, you're not sure. Go into it. Maimik, which is the point we started the Torah way, is going to be a springboard to learn more. The Mishnah says in Baba Basra, Daf Chof Amid Beis, it says, Lo yami the odom tanu b'soich habayis. You, when you have a fire in your house, you got to take protection. It says you're only allowed to do it if you are marchik, if you leave enough clearance between you and your upstairs neighbor, such that the fire won't cause damage. It says, Lo yami, you can't put a tanu b'soich habayis unless you've got a gab of, you need four amas. It says, V'him hizik, the Mishnah says, if it causes damage, Meshalim ma shehizik. You've got to pay for the damage it causes. And Takas was gepaskind in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Kuf Nun Hei. Sif Aleph. Machaber says quite clearly. You have a tanur. He says, Abayis v'ali asher shnayim. You've got a diamond stairs and an upstairs neighbor. He says, Lo yaseh b'abayis tanur b'soich b'es. You can't make a tanur in your, you can't put an oven in your house unless you have 4 amas clearance. And even if you have enough clearance, but it's your fire, you do damage, chayv, you've got to pay for the damage caused. That's your fire. Your fire causes damage. You've got to pay for it. As the Pasuk, the Mishnah, and the Machaber Pasuk, Zazoi. That's Shlav Aleph. The difficulty with this is a Mishnah, which is the Seif HaKonis. Everyone knows this Mishnah, because this is one of the few Mishnahs in Shas where he speaks about Chanukah. The Mishnah over there is speaking about a person that has a shop, and fire comes out of the shop. Ner Chanukah is part of it. It says, gates, the Mishnah is like this. No, wrong Mishnah, different Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Legabe hachokas nezikin. Legabe hafire. If you want to have a fire in your rishus, then you have to put it in a way where it can't cause damage. You need to have enough clearance around the area of the fire that makes sure that it doesn't cause fire. That means, for example, it says you put it in a field, and how much clearance you need in your field will depend on a call of Fiat Leica. That means that if I'm going to light a fire in my field, there has to be enough clearance around to make sure it doesn't go to the neighbor. And the Mechaber Paskins in Simon Tov Yudbes. It says, Kama Shiachoka, how much Shiachoka do you need? Right? It says, Akol Fiadaleka. Every fire you have to shatz up, you have to estimate how much clearance does this fire need not to cause damage. It says if you hirchik, if you take a machik enough, then you potter, you don't have to pay. Right? If I light a fire, and it went out of control, it burnt the neighbor's house down, he says you don't have to pay if I'm hirchik kashir, if I keep away the required amount. So L'chayra, I see in Siman Tov Yud Ches that if you keep away the correct amount, you potter, you don't pay. But on the other hand, we saw in Siman Kuf Nun Hey that if you're marchik, if you cause damage with your fire, then you have a problem. You have to pay. Now this stira is an old stira. It's actually asked by the Rif. The Rif asks this question. He says, "What's going on? How can it be? How can it be that if you're causing damage, right? On the one hand, your age causes damage, your chayv, your potter, what's going on?" So the Rebbe asked the Kasha, and his teretz is brought down in the Shach, in Siman Kuf Nun Hey. He says the following. He says like this. He says, what's the difference between tanur? We know now that tanur, we're saying, is chayv, if it causes damage. Saw there in your field, your potter. What's the difference? So he explains. There's a fundamental difference between the two things. Really, if I am in my house, right? You have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben's upstairs, Shimon is downstairs. Now, Reuben says, fire concerns, Shimon, I don't want any fires in your rishus. It's a danger. If I put a fire there, you're going to burn my house down. Reuben says, I don't want any fires near here at all. No naked flames in the area. And Shimon turned and said, one second, it's freezing cold outside. And I want to have a warm coffee in the morning. Like, what do you want me to do? I can't live like this in the freezing cold. So you have over here a problem. You've got, on the one hand, you've got Reuven's needs, and you've got Shimon's needs, and they have to coexist. In an environment where two people have to coexist, we have a set of halachas called Nizkei Shechenim. These kishachenim are the halachas of neighbors, how neighbors have to get on. All the halachas you have, let's say Reuben wants to build an extension, right? So Shimon says, if you build an extension, you're going to block my window, make it dark. Or let's say he wants to build an extension, open a window up and say, the neighbor says, you're going to now, you know, I take away my privacy. Add a floor, if you put add an attic, my privacy, my garden's going to go. That's this kishachenim shaila. If I've got a business in town, and someone's open competition, the halachas, what competitions are allowed and what's not allowed. Why is that? Because people in an enclosed environment, they will have to coexist, and because they have to coexist, each of them will have certain rights. Reuben has rights and Shimon has rights, and we have to balance the two together to enable society to function in a normal way. For that end, you have called Nizkei Shechenim, each have rights. Chazal say, we know that Shimon wants to have fire, Reuben wants to have fire protection. He's not interested in his house burning down because Shimon has a fire downstairs. Shimon can't freeze to death. What do you want the guy to do? He can't live without a fire. So Chazal say there's a level of making a fire with a shmira as well. It's possible to have a fire without a shmira where it's safe, which is a fire in the field. I can light a fire here and it's secure. Why? Because there's a river around it that can't cross over the river. And I make a fire there, you potter, because it is. There's a second type of fire, which if it's left unattended, it will cause damage. And therefore, you're allowed to make the fire, but you've got to attend to it. And if you attend to it, then you're watching the fire. If you're lax, if you're poisher in your fire as a result, and then it causes damage, then you have to pay. But you need to have four amas anyway. Why do you need four amas anyway? So the Rif explains, the difference between four amas and not four amas is if I light a fire, right, within 2 inches of your of the attic, befel upstairs, you know what's going to happen? It's going to burn, right? That's called the boy's like, that's a mazik biyodaim. You're going and causing active damage. In the halacha, you're not allowed to be mazik amanos tashalim. I can't go and cause somebody damage and say, I'll pay you. You know, go to someone you don't like. You know, you're a very rich person. You go to someone like, you know your car? Baseball bat, smash it up. What? No problem, here's the money. But you can't do that. Mazik amanos tashalim is usur. Why? It's someone else's possessions. You cannot be mazik amnos tashan. So therefore, you have to be marik. You've got to keep away four amas to make sure that your fire, under normal circumstances, in a regular domestic environment, with the correct supervision, will not cause damage. But that's an allowance in niske shechenim. We'll only let you do that because we have no bereira. You've got to coexist. We can't have you freezing, but on the other, we've got to protect him as well. So therefore, we have a middle darga, where there is a level of protection, but that requires a shmira, and your responsibility, you want to have your fire, in a chanamah, but any damage happens, you will have to pay for it. The chiddush will let you do it. It's not called a mazik biyadayim, because you're making enough clearance. The clearance only takes away the mazik biyadayim, you're not an active damager. You're not called an arsonist, but nonetheless, you have responsibility for your possessions. So the Rif says, in Siman Tov Yud Ches, where we're discussing now, fire causing damage, is the fire mazik or not? Is the chafetz a fire mazik? When I light a fire, will it actually go and cause damage? If you take correct precautions of your fire, and you make sure that there's not clearance, or there's a firewall between you and the neighbor, whatever it is, and it's not going to cause damage, then you did your shmira. And as same way as that, if I have a shoyer, I do shmira, I'm potter. One person does shmira, you potter. And anything happens, says the Rif as a moedikavort, which you find the secular books speak about it, they call it an act of God. He says it's called a makah bidei shamayim. If I make adequate clearance, I light a fire in my field, and it causes damage anyway, he says that's a makah bidei shamayim. Because something unusual happened over here. It could be a ruach she'ena mitzuya. So the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, obviously, to get you. That's Maccabees around. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to get you. He wanted to cause you damage. You can't blame Yenim because he's an oinus. Didn't do anything wrong at all. He did the adequate shmir, everything he's meant to do. If damage happens nonetheless, you can't blame somebody who does adequate precautions. He lit a fire. He's allowed to light a fire in his field. He has to burn the weeds, whatever it is. Took precautions. It's not his problem. Masha Einkein, in the case of the house, that's not a makah bidei shamayim. If I have adequate clearance, but you still need to have a hood over it, you've got to have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen just in case, take precautions as necessary. And even with the precautions in place, but unless it takes you, to, you want to have a fire, you are responsible because you don't have the 50 amas clearance, whatever is required. You don't have that space. We allow you to have a fire in your house, a furnace, because you have to live, that's a shechin dikadin. But that right still gives an obligation to pay for damage. It's not a makob bidei shamayim if it happens. It's your responsibility. There's another kinesh over here, which I want to share with you, because it's great. The Ketzois HaChoshen brings down this Rif. And he says, Lule, without the Rif, I would say something else. And he says that you have to make sure there's clearance, because otherwise it's also you're doing a mazik biyadayim. The Nesivus also brings the Rif down and says the same thing. So the Sintim Achloikis Ketzois Nesivus, what is going on over here with this tanur in the house? It's not a mazik biyadayim like the Rif says, but on the other hand, am I allowed to do it or not? What's the halacha? There's a difference like this. Am I allowed to light a fire in an oven with the 4 amas clearance, 6 feet clearance, whatever it is, and then leave it like that and go away and not watch it? In other words, am I allowed to make the fire and damage might happen, but I'm watching it? So we said up to now that if I allowed toich dal dam was within dam, that's massive your dam. You're an arsonist. You can't do that. If I make more than that, I keep clear, but I'll take the risk. I'll take the risk. I'm not mazik b'yadayim. According to Ketzayis HaChoshen, you're allowed to take the risk. Because the whole Isser to be mazik amnos to shalem, to damage, to pay, is mazik b'yadayim. You can't damage someone wantonly, and you know, I'll pay you, no problem, I've got a fat wallet. That's also. I'm not mazik b'yadayim. That's okay. If I'm taking precautions necessary, shmira will help, but you're not chayv to do the shmira, I'll pay. Avada, if it's a corner of people whose lives are involved, it's obviously more complicated, that's a smart thing, but we're talking as Chosh Mishpat Shabbai, I would be allowed to put a situation in where there is enough, it's not basically a dime, and it's unlikely to cause fire, but nonetheless, I'm responsible to pay, but I'm not mechuyev to do a shmira. Like the Nesivus, the neighbor could say, you got to look after it. I won't let you do that. The Nesivus says that if you don't do the shmira, then I can make you do the shmira. Because you've got to take precautions. I can say that 4 amas is enough, it's got to be properly shomer, and you've got to make sure, actually, be sure that nothing goes wrong with you if it doesn't get out of control. The Ketzayis Taka says that the Chayat Tarach is like the Nesivus, but he says it's Lom Zalk upon him. So you can clear a Shaila, if it's not going to be Mazak Yodayim, can I be Mazak Amonos to Shalim, can I do damage with intent to cause? The Shaila is over here. Reuven wants to make a firework display in his backyard. Is he allowed to do it? Well, if you do it late at night and wake people up, it's not a good idea, obviously. But if a person wants to make a firework display, a chukas agoy, I think it's a heter, because it's not mamash away to Zora. But that's different shvishir. But akuponim, what do you do for a chukah? If I make a fire display, so you read the back of the package, and it tells you what you have to do, precautions, and you take the precautions, and you light your fireworks, you are simen tof yud ches. Why? Because I did the hachoka. I lit a fire in my backyard, I'm allowed to do it, I did the precautions, which says in the back of the package, so therefore, what do you want from me? And the fact the firework went up and landed on someone else's roof, that is called a maka bidei shomayim. Literally, a bolt of lightning came down and landed on your roof and put the roof on fire. So you can't mourn the person who's lit off the firework because he did the chokah as necessary. People are allowed to make firework displays in their bolt. We're doing good. This is Shlava Aleph. This is the first way. Okay, because we'll go to the second shlav. Now, someone's telling me, Ishrei Mishum Chitza. Ishrei Mishum Chitza, what does that mean? There's an achleks in the Gemara, whether Ishrei Mishum Chitza, Ishrei Mishum, that means if I have a fire, what's a fire? We know it says at the beginning of Baba Kama, Abba always Nizikin Hein, there are 4 types of damage. Your damage has to, if you're a mazik, if I want you to pay money, you've got to be one of the 4. It's got to be other. Abba says, Shor, Bor, Mav, and Hev. It's got to be Shor, Hilchus of Shor. What a Shor is. A Shor is a live animal, goes around and causes a hezek. Bor is something, a hole which things fall into and cause damage. By being passive, it sits there and causes damage. Just by its entity, it's a damaging thing. Mav is a fire. And Hev is a person. Adam and Mazik, Lechayim. Mav is the Adam, and Hev is the fire. Agupon, the Shal is, Hishom Mishum Chitza. That means if I light a fire, right? Machlokes. Why am I chai for that? I light a fire here, goes all the way down there and causes damage. So there's 2 ways to look at that. Is it like I took an arrow and fired it and came damage over there? And that's koichoi. Now the same way is if I punch someone in the nose, I'll be chai. So if I send a, if I shoot an arrow at somebody and knocks his nose off over there, that's a chetz. That's koichoi, that's my koich, and I have a chiyav of chetz, ishoi mishum chitzoi. If a person does Eshom Shem Chitzoy, then you're chayv like I hit somebody. And we know as a klal general, as Adam Muad Lo'oilam, a person is chayv even Kuev Lo'oinis. If a person does damage, a person, you know, is clumsy and trips over something, I didn't see it there, breaks it, he's chayv to pay. Right? Why? Adam mud l'olam. A person is always got to be careful. Watch your step, because you are walking danger. And you can't cause damage. So a person's chiz, you go around firing arrows aimlessly, you cause damage, you got to pay for that. Why? Yishoy mishum chitzoy. That's a chiz. A person that's koich of a person, echayiv. A fire could be the same thing. It's a chiz. The same way as a fire, an arrow over there, a light of fire, the fire goes all the way over there, causes damage, exactly the same thing. It's a chiz, like Adam, hamazik, a person causes damage. The other way is no. Momoinoi, it's my possession. The same way as if I, let's say, have a shoyer, an animal, I set it on there, right? Fire, and give it a kick, and goes and causes damage. It's my moment, causes damage over there. My shoyer damaged that thing over there, so my fire is exactly the same thing. I light a fire over here, goes down there, that's my moment, it's my possession. My possession goes and does damage. You chayv because ishoy mishum moinoi. The same way as my money goes and causes damage, so you chayv. However, if you think about a firework, what was the story over here? So, an eish is I light a fire over here, and we said, if you don't take enough shmira, you chayv. Right? If I light a fire, and there's a line of gunpowder all the way over there, and the whole keg over there, and the whole place goes up, well, I'm chayv. Why? You didn't do shmira. If I take a cigarette, not smoking. I take a Hanukkah candle, right? And I drop it on the floor, carelessly, it goes all the way down there, I'm chayv. Why? If I have an eish, I have a fire, I've got to watch that fire. I've got the shmira. If I'm not shomer, but don't look after it properly, and it causes damage, I'm chayv. Now, it could be our moment, could be our eish, but I've got to be shomer properly. So even though I say ishom shom chitzai, but our coupon is garbage that I didn't look after it properly. And now, if I had a firework, the firework goes up in the air, causes a fire somewhere else. That's not eish. Because the eish is the eish, it travels, it burns things on the way. That's where fire works. It's hoylech or oichel b'hoylech. It goes and burns more things. This firework didn't go burning the whole way up. I lit a fire over here. The fire went somewhere else. Now that's called a chet. That's an arrow. That's koyach. What's koyach? That's like I fired an arrow, and then the fire coming else. So that is chetz, it's an arrow, but it's also eish. It's chitzyoy de eish, or ishoy de chitzyoy. It's the fire caused by an arrow. Which means that you have halachas of eish and halachas of adam mazik as well, both things together. Which means you have both ingredients before you make a chayv himself. Maybe it's, or if you say ish mishum mamoinoi, it's mom eish of the mamoinoi. Very complicated. But if you don't have the adam mazik chelik, so if I was irresponsible, or even if it's koiv l'oynes, you'd be chayv. But it's an eish over here, it's not a chetz. Because I let the fire over here, it's going up and coming down. That eish you can't be mechayv a person for, it's not automatic. The Mishnah says, gates hayoizim dach zapadish. If I am banging the anvil, Mishnah den vakoynes, I bang, and a spark comes out and causes damage. That is a case of the Mishnah. And what happens is there, I'm banging, I'm banging, I'm banging. The sparks hang everywhere. And one spark goes out and causes damage. Loch is your chayv. The chiv over there was the spark did the damage. The spark didn't make a fire somewhere else. You're not chayv for that. Because that is a can't be chayv for. You're chayv because the spark, let's say, went through someone's coat, burned away through the coat, but it was the projectile of my banging, and that koyach went somewhere else. If that's what happened, you're chayv. That's gates, hayoit, say, mitacha sapatish. A spark came out from the anvil. That you're chayv for. But if the spark goes out and makes a fire somewhere else, that's not the same thing at all. And that you need to have a pshia for. You only have a pshia on that thing. So over here, without a pshia on the firework, I can't tis a chiyuv ish. It's not going to be enough. Not going to be automatic. If I...
He's lighting a rocket. Why is that not the same that somebody hammering
a
spark goes off.
So if the firework would go through and make a dent in the roof or hit something, and with the energy of the projectile, it would cause damage like that, you're chayv. Because then my koyach, my strength, made the hole, made the damage, made the hole in the roof. But if it lands and the fire comes afterwards, That's Eish, that's not Chitz anymore. That's not my arrow. That's a second, it's a secondary. Because a secondary is, therefore now you have to come on to Achraz. Was I sure my fire correctly or not? And without that, you can't be a Machayer person. Mashenkin, if it's direct, if the firework goes and shoots or something, that's an arrow, you're Chayev even for an Oynes, because I shot it. And it's like my arrow. If I shoot an arrow carelessly, I'm Chayev for the damage. If I shoot the firework carelessly and it causes damage, I'm Chayev for it. But if it only lands and makes a fire, well then you have to have the hechus of back to fire again. It's an eish. Eish needs to have a pshia or an eish shmira. Because again, we're not in someone's house. It's not within the Dal Amazon thing. We're in the middle of the field. Take a shmira yechayv. So even if you go eish and shem chitzoy, you still be potter over here because you took the shmira. And it's not a chitz over here because it lit, landed, fire. Two stages. Two stages, you can't make the equation. As to say again, there's no enough committee between pulling back. Like if you shoot a gun, I'm just lighting the gunpowder and it goes. The potential energy, it's like a wound up spring. If I have a wound up spring and I unlock it, the Gemara has a case like this. The case of the Gemara is a Bidka D'maya. Bidka D'maya is where there's a big dam, right? A big dam of water, right? It's being held back by a gate. And behind the gate, there's, let's say, something which is, clothes, fruit, whatever it is. I open the gate and the water floods out. So I released it. So the first rush of water is called Ishem Shem Chitza. That's called my damaging. It's called Adam Mazik. Because I had direct damage. I released the potential energy. Only the first rush. After that, it's no longer called Adam Mazik. Because now it's just flowing by itself. So it has to be the first initial rush. In other words, to miyaches, to trace a damage back to the person who did it, it's got to be his action, his strength in the action happened. The chetz, my either releasing the potential energy, but it's got to be traced back to me. If it's just because of the water over there, the next 10 years it flows out, I'm not chai for that. Because it was only the initial one. You could have other chiyuvim, but it's not a chiyuv of Adam HaMazik. And without Adam HaMazik, you're always potter without, unless it's, if you do your correct shmira. Okay. There is also the Shaila of the Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov, an interesting story. There was a fellow who hired a wagon driver to take his flax, I don't know, from Lodz to Varsha, I don't know who it was. And the fellow was smoking a pipe. And so the passenger said, I don't know if that's a good idea to smoke a pipe because there's sparks going to, endanger my flax. The fellow said, nah, it's fine, don't worry about it, I always do this. He carries on smoking, says, it's really not a good idea. And the maestro, at the end, an hour later, the sparks went, burned the whole thing. Guy's furious, what am I going to do? Lost all the flax. So, the Shvus Yaakov discusses this story. He says, oh, you're chayv. The fellow, the driver, is chayv. Why is he chayv? He tells, I always do this the whole time. It doesn't happen. So he says, one reason is because the fellow warned him. He warned him. I said, it might happen. Because I warned you, you were too hard on the mats. And secondly, because when you're smoking your pipe, you're already going on the journey, and there already was a potential for the sparks to fly back. Even though he calls it a ruach she'ena metsuya. The weather at that time was obviously not the best weather. So if a ruach she'ena metsuya is an unusual wind, now, the Shmira, when I look after my fire, I need to make sure that under normal circumstances, it will be safe. I don't need to worry about a hurricane. I light a fire in my backyard. There's no forecast of a hurricane. If a hurricane comes and blows it to the neighbor, I'm potter. Because that's a ruach she'ena metsuya, an unusual wind. You're not chayev to be shomer your wind, your fire, from an unusual wind. A usual wind you have to. That's regular shmira. Something can happen. Regular, even if the air is calm, if winds come every so often 10, 20 miles per hour wind, I've got to be shomer against those winds. However, if an unusual wind comes, that's not my problem. I did my shmira, I looked after it. Something unusual, you can't get me on that. In the case of Shvus Yaakov, he says it already was an unusual wind there, and the fellow has to be careful. That's the case of Eish, and he says you're chayv over there. They didn't know Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov is not Makubal. Peace to bring it down, but there are problems with it. One problem is because the warning won't really help. There's a halacha, if that person has, let's say, a wall or a tree that's going to fall down. So Reuben says to his neighbor, you know, your tree's going to fall in my yard, you're not careful. It's getting very wobbly. And Shimon says, ah, who cares? It's a good tree. It's there for 100 years. It's fine. He says, no, I'm thinking it's going to fall down. He says, I'm warning you. If that falls down, you're going to get sued. You know, cause of damage. Anyway, 2 weeks later, what the tree fell down, smashed the guy's house, comes to the base, things says, I want him to pay. So why? I warned him it's going to fall down. And it fell down, caused damage. The lacha is his potter. Why is he potter? He says, well, listen, he didn't plant the tree, wasn't his tree, wasn't his wind. The warning would only be enough, the Ramah says. It's got to be davka shehisru boy basting. I need basting to warn him. If a person warns without a basting, he doesn't take it seriously, he thinks he's exaggerating. If a person has a wobbly tree or something he's scared of, it's never going to fall on them, call the basting. Basting will have to look at the tree and then they can warn the guy, listen, that tree's going to fall, we're warning you. But a warning has to be formal. Just because you're paranoid is not enough reason to be called a warning. And as a result, and therefore the mazik, the baal tree, can always say, I think it's going to fall down. I took a risk. I'm not had to spend hundreds of pounds removing a tree that seems to be stable enough. You are scared of it, you pay for it. But if you're warning me, I don't have to listen to you. Go to basting, that makes it more formal, that gives a legal framework, and then if you're negligent, after basting tell you to move it down, then that could be chayiv. The shot is if the firework is faulty. If the firework is faulty, that's why it caused the thing, because really the fireworks don't do that. Fireworks meant it explode and disappear in midair and not come back down and cause damage. If the firework is faulty, the question is, can you, the seller, the firework company, are they responsible for it? There's a whole sugya of faulty goods. If I sell faulty goods and they cause damage, what is halacha? Am I responsible for damage caused by the faulty goods? There's a famous story happened in Yerushalayim. There was a fellow who was selling a store. Before the packaged foods, used to go into the store and say, I want a kilo of this, kilo of that. Fellow walked in and said, I want a kilo of sugar. Fellow gave him a kilo. Puts it in, goes home, his wife makes a whole stew with it, a cake with it, and it comes out with salt instead of sugar. So the fellow says, yeah, this is faulty sugar. So he says, okay, no problem, I'll give you your money back. What do you mean money back? How about the cakes? I wasted 20 eggs on that, and £3 of meat and the whole thing, you've got to pay for the damage. In that case, this is a landmark case, Shlomo Zalman says, you're chayv. Why are you chayv to pay? Because the faulty goods cause damage. You sold something that was faulty, it went and caused damage. It's not the same as a faulty firework. There's a fundamental difference. When I sell you sugar, I am telling you, take this white stuff and put it together with your eggs. Put it with your stew. Cook and bake with it. That's what I'm giving it to you for. So I'm putting something which is dangerous, and if it's used wrongly, it's going to cause a damage. So that's called boy hamis galgal. That's a boy. What's a boy? A boy is a pit people can fall into. A boy hamis galgal, one that goes from place to place, is the same thing. It can cause damage just by its actual essence. Is an chavis, which can cause damage. If you have sugar, if you have salt, which you think is sugar, that is a dangerous item. Since it's a dangerous item, that's called a boy. It's like something you can fall into and cause damage. And therefore, you will be responsible for any damage caused by the fact that it was used in the way it's meant to be used. A firework is not a Bohemian galgal. A firework is a firework, it goes up. The fact is faulty, I didn't tell you to go and put it in your chalk, the firework. I told you back in your back garden. You did that. So, it's not a situation where it's going to cause damage. I'm not telling you to put it into your chalk and cause damage with it. If I put sugar, if I put the wrong ingredients, that's a Bohemian galgal because it's going to cause damage. A firework is not going to cause damage, even if it's faulty, but it doesn't mean necessarily it's going to be directly put. It's a grom, it's only indirect. Because I don't know what you're going to do with a firework. If you take it off in the middle of a field, it's not going to cause any damage at all. Sugar, which is salt, will always cause damage because mechev is something wrong. A faulty firework will land that can cause damage. Because it's not necessarily going to be in a place where it's going to land on someone else's roof. Since it's much more removed, unlikely to cause damage, or it's not b'chevza a boyer, therefore you're not b'chevza for any, just because it's faulty and causes damage. You get your money back on the firework, but you'll not be able to say the firework caused damage, and therefore you have to pay for the damage, because it's not a situation where it's necessarily going to be used in a way which will be damaging. Sugar instead of salt will b'hechruch be used in a way which is going to cause damage. What does that have to do with the parasha?
Everything with the parasha.
If you've said, it's only the first, it's the first Rashi in this week's parasha. First Rashi in the parasha. Rashi says, it's a pasuk in last week's Aftera. It says, "Learn the last week's parasha. We saw Alufei Edoim, right? One prince of Edoim, one prince of thousands of people. Edoim, a whole big machane." And the pasuk says, "Vayeshev Yaakov." So Yaakov shot b'shalva. So he says, Yaakov saw all these aluf and got scared. He says, Yaakov, that pishtoni has there. He says, nechnasu gemar to unim pishton. The flax merchant comes up to the blacksmith house, and he wants to unload all his pishton to the blacksmith house. And the blacksmith says, you're going to swarm with all this pishton. This is terrible. I can't survive. There's too much flax over here. Right? All's coming in. So you're going to put this, you know, what am I doing? I'm getting swarmed by the pishton. So a clever man said to him, he says, "Nitzas echad in echad meishivloy pikach echad meishiv." One smart person answered him and said to him, "Nitzas echad yosim papuach. Don't worry. One spark from your blacksmith will ignite the whole thing, like Shus Yaakov's case, and burn all the flax down. Nothing to be scared of whatsoever." Says who are they? And that's also says, "Vahoya veis Yaakov eish uveis yosim lehova." Yaakov is eish. Yaakov is fire. Yosim is the flame uveis Esav lekash, and Esav is compared to the cash. What happens is the way it works is that Yosef. Why did Yaakov love Yosef so much? So the Rashi says, "Ki bar hakim le ben zekrim." He taught him all the Torah. The Torah that Yaakov taught Yosef, that is the antidote to Esav. Esav, all his koiches, looks so strong and fearful. Bit of fire, bit of light, a bit of koich, eish, that can completely deflate and destroy Esav. That will ultimately bring the gula to Esav. So a person comes here, you start your day the Torah way. This is such a geshmak shayla we've discussed today, because even though it's open and shut case, but it's the type of thing when you start your day, you meet someone, you know, later on in the day, you know, mincha, ma'ariv, how's your day today? And you can say, "How was Torah way this morning?" He says, "Oh, what was it about? I don't know, something about it." See, but a firework shayla. What do you think of the shayla? As a whole baba camp you can go through. Abba was a zikin, we spoke about Enizki Shechenim, competition. You know, is in a firework, you're responsible, not responsible, Mekachtoil, all this. You have what to work on. Once a person starts getting involved in Torah and learning, it goes weiter and weiter and weiter. And as long as you have firework, you light a firework little thing, it lights up the whole sky in a beautiful way. Fireworks last for a second. A person starts the entire way, that fire can last the whole entire day, light up the entire world. Thank you.